Bert Show.
Sure, you go to a fancy charity event. They want you to dress up in formal wear. You get it, right? You go to a wedding. You got to dress up for that. There is a dress code. Makes a lot of sense. But kindergartners having a dress code?
Yes, it's ridiculous. My jaw dropped when I heard this. So I was with some other moms chatting and then it came up and I hadn't even read this. You know, maybe this is on me. There are some parents who literally read every single piece of information that they can get. Now we're up to 5 different apps. God knows how many PDFs. I'm like, nope, yeah. I'm going to read the calendar that they send home. I will subscribe to the PTA calendar. Anything else I need to know, I will get in an email. Like I cannot be studying for a PhD level course in kindergarten. Okay. So talking to some other moms, then it came up about a dress code and my head snapped so fast. I was like, what? There's a dress code? And I assumed it was like a dress code they had in pre-K where they had to wear closed toe shoes just for the playground and stuff like that. I'm like, totally makes sense. Or maybe even if your kid's going to wear a dress, put shorts on underneath, which we do anyway. No, it was they're not allowed to show their shoulders.
Ooh.
For
you, that's no bueno.
We live in the 7th circle of hell, aka Georgia in the summer, okay? It's been unnaturally cold last few days, and by unnaturally cold, 75 degrees,
hasn't
okay?
Been fantastic,
it's
though.
Been glorious.
It's been amazing.
Glorious.
Actually, it did drop to like the 60s the other night, and nice. I was like, oh, God is real.
Sidebar, I have an English bulldog that I can't really walk very much in the summer here in Georgia because it's so hot, and they get, they'll just have like, she'll have a seizure, right? So the last couple of days, I have been able to walk her, and she's just like, I can't wait for the heat again because she's put like 7 pounds on.
Oh, poor thing. And it's so I feel her pain. I step outside and I start sweating buckets. Yeah. And kids are no different. And they're running around outside, climbing, playing, being kids. And my thing is, I understand sometimes rules are made and I might not understand them, but there's good reasoning for them. And I try and think through that. I cannot for the life of me wrap my head around why a 5-year-old should not be allowed to show their shoulders at school.
Is it a super conservative school?
No, nope, I mean,
it's not like a religious Catholic school.
Yeah, Catholic school, I would understand. You need to cover yourself up for chapel. I respect that, but this is a public school. So in my head, public, not private. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, okay, probably not going to do that. Maybe we'll see if she gets sent home. And if you send home a kindergartner for showing your shoulders, you're weird.
This doesn't seem that odd to me because this is the dress code I followed growing up. My whole life, like from kindergarten on, you had to have your shoulders covered point blank period, which of course was annoying because I was a little fashionista in second grade and sometimes you wanted to wear a tank top. But I thought this was like the standard school dress code, no?
Yeah, and I'm assuming no shoulders means for boys and girls, so no tanks. Is that their way of saying no tank tops?
Maybe, but so growing up, I did not have that because I grew up in Louisiana and God bless, somebody had common sense and was like, well, let the children show their shoulders. I think no spaghetti straps was the rule. For girls in Louisiana. And it might have changed now. And the thing is, like, what's wrong with the tank top then? Like, that's what I don't get. What is wrong with 5-year-olds showing their shoulders in a really hot state when they will be playing outside?
Well, I know you get to a certain age and deodorant is key, but
they're not there yet.
They're not there yet. So you want them pits covered, not so much the shoulders covered. You can keep the smell in.
So y'all are making me feel a little better. Like it is weird. There may be a reason, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it.
None of the stuff like teenagers, girls, cover yourself up so you don't distract boys. That doesn't exist when you're 5.
Right.
And if it exists because of adults, then you didn't do a good enough background check. So what's the problem?
Can't tell you. The Bert Show.